At Raising Cane's, we hand batter every chicken finger, mix every cane sauce, butter every Texas toast, stir every slaw, and salt every fry. Because when you do it right, you can taste it in every bite. Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break.
Sponsored by NEBCO and Anderson Ford. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Thursday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush live from the porch at Cedars for Give to Lincoln Day. Hour 3 sponsored by our friends at NEBCO. Now hiring at Ready Mix Concrete. Apply today at NEBCOinc.com. Also, shout out to Anderson Ford, 27th and I-80 and 3030 Yankee Hill for their sponsorship of Hour 3. Beautiful warm day.
If you're in a Ford.
Better test drive today.
If you're in a Ford, drive by.
You should.
Drive by and give us some money.
Test drive and... Yeah, drive by.
A breaker come by with a $100 bill.
We did.
A Benjamin.
Yes.
And who was that?
That was Dale. Tina, is that right? I wrote down all the names. Who was the person that stopped by with the $100 over here? First time breaker? First time donor?
We're just
live on the air. Sorry, Tina's get me names. It's fine.
The reason
make sure
I bring it up
out.
Is we'd like to challenge. We'd like.
Joel. Okay, Joel had dropped off a $100 bill. First time ever.
Or Dale?
That was Joel. Joel.
Some guy named Dale just got all the credit. If we could get to, can we get another six? Let's try to get to seven Benjamins of drop-off.
That'd
be
great.
We need six more people to stop by and drop off $100.
What if we got 250s?
With that? We'll do that, Steve. Yes.
But you have to give a shout out to these in the last just half
20s,
hour that have donated.
520s, 1010s.
In the last half 25s. Hour, we've had people Dale, Stacy, Dave, Dan, Shemaya with the putter donated, Ellen, Ernie, Daniel, Amy, and Joel. In the last
Thank
half
you.
Hour, have all donated to Cedars for Give to Lincoln Day.
Let's see
and there goes
Andrew
at Newton's Andrew. Lawn Care, who does not work here.
Does not work here. He might do the yard here, but he doesn't work here.
Andrew is working.
Yeah.
Yes, I mean, he was in a jacket and pants on this 90-degree day. It's warm out.
Well, I think
he's going to be sweating.
Those guys don't want the sun hitting them all day.
True.
Yes.
Dave also just gave $100 online.
Okay. Dave online, $100.
Online.
Hey, be like Dave.
Be like Dave, yeah.
Be like Joel and stop by with $100
that's
cash.
That's famous Dave.
It's 8:06. It's 8:06.
It's time. If you if you're listening from wherever you are, it's simple. Give to Lincoln.com. If you're in California, It's 6:06. You're up listening to the show. Donate. We got people listening all over the world.
I know.
Yes. We have any Maine listeners?
There's no reason to get about 20 more.
Right.
Before 9 o'clock. Seriously.
So
please drive by.
We will shout you out if you donate. You can also send us a screenshot to the text line at 402-464-5685 if you do indeed donate. We appreciate any. In all donations today for Cedars on Give to Lincoln Day.
We got to make a push. We only got an hour left.
We do. Well, break open the – get your wallets open, stop by, and get online.
I'm so happy with the shade.
Yeah, the shade, yeah. If you were watching about an hour ago, we were, blinded by the sun, which is on the porch it's going to happen. But Cedars provide us a tent, and now we can
– It works perfectly.
We can breathe again. We can live. We can see.
We were fine. But this is better.
We're also not overly
Jake
hot
said we
now.
Could live and we could see.
And breathe and we can see now. We're all together. It's fine.
Very dramatic.
464-5685, call or text as always. So we mentioned earlier in the show that we had some schedule news for Nebraska in terms of the TV schedules and what Nebraska, of course, is playing Ohio at 11 a.m.
Okay.
off the bat. As you mentioned, that was going to be on FS1,
Bowling Green,
6 p.m. FS1, and then in North Dakota, 6:15 on BTN. We did learn some other games of note out there as well.
Oh, we did.
Give me 1 second to pull this up.
Times were announced yesterday.
Yeah, because we had a lot of – there's some exciting – I saw that – so in previous years, the Iowa-Iowa State game, which is usually week two, has been like 11 a.m.
Uh-huh.
which I think is unfortunate for that. It's a night game this year.
Wow.
6:30.
Oh, wow. That's a sweet game.
Night game. Wow. Iowa State.
And that is at?
That is, I believe, at Iowa City this
at
year.
At Kinnick.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, what's going on here?
We should check this
out.
Yeah,
somebody brought. I'm going to get this article pulled up real
quick.
Get
some more time.
Wait, what's going on here?
Well, we got a nice.
Who's stopping by?
Well, he's got a Tundra.
Who is this?
He's got it. It looks like a Tundra. Yes. That's a sweet ride.
It's a GMC.
Oh, sorry.
It's a GMC.
It looks
that
like
would not be a Tundra then.
He's coming with money.
We got cash.
He's got cash. Who is this?
Professor Rick.
Thank you for dropping off a check.
Nice to meet you.
I know.
Oh, you are.
Bill Bush, nice to meet you.
You know my mama.
Oh,
you
do. No way.
Can you say your last name?
Small. Hers was Brockmeyer.
Brockmeyer. So, yeah, I know the Brockmeyer. Yeah, I know the Brockmeyer name.
Are we related at all to the quarterback at BYU?
Bear Brockmeyer.
That'd be Bear Bachmeyer. Bear Bachmeyer, yes.
I'll tell my mom you said hello. I will. I will.
Thank you. It is nice. It is nice.
You guys drove over. How far a drive was it? 5 minutes.
Five minutes.
You're on the south. He lives on the south side, Steve.
It's not far away.
People are pulling up now with cash.
Be like Professor Rick and drop by with the check.
Imagine
or
that
cash.
We had a professor here.
Oh, we've got
that
more cash coming in. Look at this. This is what we want. Bring all the cash in.
Who are
checks
you?
What we got?
Denton, Texas.
Oh, Denton, Texas.
Denton, Texas. Where's, thank you.
Yes, he wanted to see Bill, not us.
Thank you.
He came for Bill, not us.
DP's here.
DP's in the building. He's here.
Starting to pick up now.
It's starting to get here. Adrian, I got some cash for you. Yeah. There we go. That's from
cash.
From Denton, Texas. There we go.
From Texas.
Here we go. Stop by, donate, givetolincoln.com. This is beautiful. We had a really busy last 5 minutes here.
Yeah, we need just to keep going.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, really?
Okay, we're starting to pick it up now. People are waking up.
And it's not a Tundra.
Getting their wallets open. GMC, Professor Rick, thank you.
Professor.
She was a showgirl.
She was a showgirl.
Right. Copacabana. Thank you,
what
Professor Rick's dropping
Lola
by.
Lola got into quite a pickle. Her life fell apart.
She lost her mind.
She lost her mind.
I'm retired now, so I can only listen on the podcast.
Go listen on the podcast. Yeah. He's retired. Okay. Well, we miss you on the text
and
line.
What were you teaching?
What was I teaching? Yeah. I was a financial advisor.
He's just Professor Rick. Okay. Okay.
That's
well,
perfect.
He was a financial advisor. He knew a lot of random facts. He was Professor Rick.
Oh, I like that.
Professor Rick.
Do you have any financial advice for us today? any hot stocks or anything?
Stop spending and buying expensive cars.
Okay.
Yes, exactly. Thank you.
Stop spending. Yeah. Don't.
What was
don't,
his advice? Stop spending and what?
On expensive things.
Don't buy expensive coffee.
Don't buy expensive coffee. Well,
we
got
gas station.
That's right.
Gas station.
Like yes.
Sip goes to the.
Well, it's $2.18.
That's true.
Yes, right. He grew up in Columbus. Yes. Thank you, Professor Rick.
Wow.
Downtown right. Scott said he drove by in his Jeep and honked. He also donated, Downtown Scott, $100 from Downtown
bucks.
Scott.
There we go.
Thank you.
Yeah, Scott and Dan both gave
$100. Scott and Dan. Dan Lincoln
now
just said, yes, I just got a text from Dan to confirm he's donated as well. So thank you,
Dan. Now
we're
cooking with gas. Lisa gave
$75. Yes, thank you. All right.
And Denton, Texas showed up.
Thank you very much. This is what we want. Keep them coming
all
morning
golfing.
Long.
He was at the station.
And
yesterday.
He wanted to see you yesterday. He says, no offense, but we came to see Bill.
What a moment that was.
we both were there, and this is not hearsay. We heard it live to our face.
What a humbling moment.
We love the show, but we'd like to see
I don't
Bill.
Always go up to people. That's why.
That's why.
Oh, God.
Hey, no offense.
You took a risk, and it backfired on you.
True story, one from Terry Johnson and Doug Johnson, good friends from Pender.
Sure.
So Terry and Ron did a bunch of my classmates came to the funeral,
mm-hmm.
and so Terry was at the funeral, and her husband calls, and the first question he asked, "Where are you at? Where we're driving back to Pender? We're coming back from the funeral. Was Sip there?" It's the first question that was asked. He wanted to know if she met Sipple. Yeah. So don't just give me that it was all about Bill. Yeah.
It's all about Bill. Yeah.
That particular person was, but
it was an amazing moment.
It was. And we both were there to witness to our faces. But
Jake, I was scorned.
I left so fast.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, not even seeing meeting you guys.
Okay, so here's the schedule that I've got some game times for. So we know
what do you got, Jake?
Season starts. Friday, August 28th. If you want to watch Idaho and Cal Poly, it's good luck. It's
that
a Friday
like
night.
A Bill Bush
I'll,
game.
I'll watch that.
Bill, for your sake, you
what's
can watch.
What's it on?
That's on. Where did it go? ESPN. What did happen? Hang on, I lost this thing.
Yes, here. I'll be watching.
Okay, you'll be watching that. You can also watch. I'm trying to look at like the interesting games off the bat. Thursday, September 3rd. Colorado at Georgia Tech. That's
great not,
that's
game.
That's interesting. That's on ESPN at 7 p.m.
Not bad at all.
That's about the only game of interest that day, unless you want to watch Akron and Wake Forest on ACC
Kinda
Network.
Do.
September 5th, obviously the first full Saturday of the slate. Baylor at Auburn's at 2:30 on ABC.
Great game.
That's an interesting game.
Auburn, Alabama at 2:30. That'll be real heat.
Yes, you have. Then you can watch UCLA at Cal at 9:30 on ESPN
That's
that
good.
Day.
It's good.
It's an interesting game, right?
Tosh LePoy.
Tosh LePoy's first game as head coach of Cal.
And UCLA has a first-year coach.
They do, and Bob Chesney.
Bob Chesney is already getting it rolling.
Wow. Thank you,
wow,
Professor Rick.
Professor Rick is a happily retired
Yes,
dude.
Very happy. His finances have went well.
Yeah, he has a GMC.
It's not a Tundra.
No, it's not.
GMC, I thought it was a Tundra.
AT4 GMC.
Yeah, it says nice. There,
he's off. He's off and running now.
Wow,
thank you for the donation.
Very nice truck.
Thank you for stopping by. So there's a couple of games of notes there. I also wanted to bring this up. So you mentioned Bob Chesney a second ago for UCLA.
Yes.
So CBS Sports, Kings of the Offseason, the other day, was doing their ranking of all 68 Power 4 head coaches.
Okay.
They came out with their top 25, which was out today. But Matt Rhule on this list is at number 37, mm-hmm. which is, I think, believe just ahead of Bob Chesney, who is the new head coach at UCLA.
He took James Madison to the playoffs.
He did.
Rhule's high. I mean, that's pretty high. That's ahead of. I mean, you look at some of the guys he's ahead of.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned it because the Big Ten did not perform great on this. Here's the rankings from 68 down to 1. Who is low? Bill Belichick, by the way, number 63 of 68.
This seems weird.
This guy's won all these Super Bowls.
Yeah, he can't fit all the Super Bowl rings on one hand. But he's number 63. See, I don't agree with that, by the way. Go ahead.
Now, this is a comment. This is a fascinating result. Bill Belichick not only drops 9 spots in our rankings after a 4-8 debut with the Tar Heels, but he's also the only coach besides Stanford's Tavita Pritchard to receive last place votes. He got 3 last place votes as the worst coach in college football. Bill Belichick.
That seems like spite.
Seems it does. If you take a look at just, I mean, most of the time I thought if there was a convention. And Belichick was speaking, and number 33 was speaking. Trust me, the side is going to be filled with coaches, and this side's not.
You know, that's a curious ranking.
The writer was shocked by the ranking there. He didn't make it. It was a different poll.
Oh, gosh.
Culmination.
It's a culmination. Thank you, Bill. That's the word. Number 62, Scott Frost at UCF.
Frosty. Weighing in at 62. That's pretty good.
And guess what? He was there last year as well. So Scott Frost
so he
is
didn't
not
lose
moving
ground,
in.
Didn't gain ground, didn't
He's
lose ground.
Same thing. 5-7 last year.
Status quo.
Frost, he'd like to be a little higher.
Bill O'Brien at 61. Deion Sanders
Bill
at 60.
O'Brien. 61.
Yeah, Bill O'Brien.
Brought Penn State out of nowhere. Did that.
They went 2-10 last year, and he didn't get fired.
61?
He survived 2-10.
That's true. 2-10 is 2-10.
Yeah. Wow. It's Boston College 2-10.
That's true. Now, we've got a couple Big Ten coaches. 57. This is low for this guy.
You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit Progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. You've got weight loss goals, but hitting them is another story. Enter Weight Loss by Hims. It's designed to support you in losing the weight and keeping it off. And Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. Through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary, and it doesn't stop there. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and an in-app lifestyle and nutrition support like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Ready to reach your goals? Visit HIMS.com/earlybreak to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's HIMS.com/earlybreak. HIMS.com/earlybreak. Weight loss by HIMS is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit HIMS.com.
He's done. David Braun is at 57 for Northwestern.
You know what? He's done enough, I think, especially being a first-time head coach ever and do it in the Big Ten. He's been to two out of three bowl games, right?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yeah. So this would rank him the worst coach in the conference. That makes no sense at all.
I don't think
there's
he's the worst
no
coach.
No way he's the worst coach
no
in the conference.
No chance he's the worst coach.
I mean, it is a good coaching conference, so there's that. But keep going.
Now, they went 7-6 last year. They made a bowl game.
Yeah. Yeah,
they weren't terrible. Then you get to Mike Locksley, who is on an 8-game losing streak. He's ahead of David Braun at 55 somehow.
So Lox is ahead of Belichick.
Yes, he is.
Lox is ahead of Belichick.
Hard to take it seriously.
I can't take this seriously.
Hard to take it seriously. It really is. I mean, all joking aside.
I'm not taking this serious at all.
Well, this comment itself is why you can't. After three straight winning seasons, the Terps have gone 8-16 the last 2 years, including 2-16 in Big Ten play. And he's ahead of Bill Belichick.
Well, and Braun.
And Braun.
And David Braun. Rich Rod, 54. Greg Schiano, 52 at Rutgers.
Okay.
5-7 last year, 2-7 in conference play. Pete Golding, new coach at Ole Miss, 51.
Pete Golding.
He's got a very small sample.
Yeah.
You know, he had a nice run. What did he coach, 3 games? Was 2-1, I think, in those. And very close to getting to the national championship.
You are correct.
Stay on Golding for 1 second.
Yep.
You know what's going on with Golding?
What?
You know why they haven't came after him? Because they say, sources say, he's got about 15 schools he's ready to turn in.
Really?
Yeah. Be careful if you let me go. Okay.
No joke. So they haven't came after him for the tampering stuff because he said he will go after 15 schools.
I don't know how you could possibly – now, again, we didn't write this list. We're just assessing. How could you put Barry Odom ahead of David Braun? He's at number 50 at Purdue. Now, he did well at
Big
UNLV.
10 games as he won.
Yeah.
They were 2-10 last year, went 0-9 in conference play. But he's number 50.
Yeah.
And last year he was 50. He went up a spot, and they went 2-10. What the hell's happening here?
Well, that's based on what he did at UNLV, right?
He moved up a spot in his first year at Purdue. Why would you move up?
Well, they're still thinking about UNLV.
You don't get to move up after 2 years
prior
to that.
Made a huge impression in Las Vegas.
Luke Fickell is at 48, and he's on the verge of getting fired every single day.
But he's 48, but he also, if you do the same theory of counting the school before, which you have to, this is all, you know, all put it all together.
Yeah.
He took Cincinnati to the playoffs when they were in a non-power conference, and there's only four teams.
Yeah, I can see
that's
Fickell.
He's the only person who did it.
I'm okay with Fickell being that high.
So apparently Fickell was 17th the previous year, 2 years ago, then went to 40th. Now he's at 48th, so he's dropped a lot in the last couple of years in these coaching rankings. Dave Aranda, friend of Bill, your friend of yours, 47 at Baylor.
I can see why they're on him.
Tailed off.
Yeah.
And then you get to Pat Fitzgerald, Fitz at Michigan State, number 43. Of course, no ranking last year. Wasn't coaching at all. He's been number 30 in the past, the highest ever at Northwestern.
His last year's 111. He's 111.
That is correct.
And he's well ahead of Belichick.
There's a honk right there. Mike Norvell, 42 at Florida State. Who had a couple rough years. He had a 2-10 2 years ago, and last year was, 5-7?
What's Marty saying?
Body of work. Marty's not saying much, and that's the bad sign.
Is it?
Marty's not overly critical. Marty's criticism is usually silence. If he's not talking to you, it's a problem.
Marty, please donate $100.
Miss too. Marty, that'd be a give to Lincoln.com. Select
Bennett
Cedars,
too.
Please.
You guys are Bennett, both doing very good.
You could do that.
Yes.
Bob Chesney at 38. Now, Matt Rhule, I mentioned 37. Here's the comment of Matt Rhule.
Okay.
Who, by the way, the highest he's ever been is 31st in these rankings in years past. He says, there were hopes that when Rhule landed in Dylan Royola, it would return the Huskers to glory. That's not how it worked out, though. And after going 14-12 in 2 seasons with Royola, Rhule falls in our rankings for a second consecutive season. While he put an end to Nebraska's bowl drought and has reached the postseason each of the last 2 years, Rhule is yet to finish a season with a winning record in the Big Ten and is starting over again at quarterback. That's the comment on Matt Rhule at 37.
Steve, answer this question real quick, yes or no. You win your first five, you beat Rutgers, and you beat Illinois, and you go 7-5.
Okay.
Improvement, is that progress?
Good question. Well, how about if you win the bowl game?
What's that? No, that wasn't the question. The question
regular
is very
season
simple.
Only.
Because I'm not putting a lot
I
of stock
can't
in
see
just...
a lot. I wouldn't suggest that that's a lot of progress because you didn't beat anybody.
That would not be progress.
It would
to
be
me.
Status quo.
Yeah, it'd be. I think. I don't think you can stay status quo in year four.
Yeah,
that would be a drop off because you had to do something. But
it would be nice to beat Illinois. Nice to beat Washington.
In that situation, you'd finally win two games in November, which has not been the case for a long time in that scenario. But yes.
I mean, I think those games against Illinois and Iowa and Washington are just gigantic. They seem gettable.
Very gettable. I mean, right now, I mean, they have the Iowa quarterback ranked as 18th, right, in the league. Isn't that their quarterback? We don't know his name.
Yeah, we don't know who it is.
Well, they're going to have a battle in the fall. They lost a ton on defense. Illinois lost a ton, too. Yeah. They're going to play 3-3-5, by the way.
Illinois.
Bobby Hauk.
Yeah.
Bobby Hauk. You know what Bobby Hauk is?
Yes.
They're going to play 3-3-5. Illinois is gettable. They have Caden Hauser at quarterback. Maybe that'll be an upgrade. I doubt it.
Where's he from?
East Carolina, right?
East Carolina by way of Michigan State. He was at Michigan State initially.
Okay.
And then went to East Carolina. Now he is at Illinois.
Yes, he is. Now, who do you guys believe they put as the top coach in the country on CBS Sports?
Who should be the top coach in the country?
This should be very simple, shouldn't it?
Should be six.
Let's see if they put him number one. Number one coach in the country is Kurt Cignetti at Indiana, our guy. How could you not put him number one when he's done in 2 years there?
Six was driving 177 miles an hour at Indy.
At Indy. Driving.
As the pace car. Right. 177. He drove 24 to 26 laps. Not all at 177, but he reached 177.
I can't imagine doing that.
What I loved about
Six how old
was
you are.
The only event that he did all year was the Indy 500. You didn't see him anywhere. And he said that. They asked that. He goes, no, I'm worried about the team. I'm not doing any events, not going anywhere, but I will do the Indy 500. That's a huge event, and it's in-state.
And he was wearing his quarter zip with no
shirt on, glasses. Glasses hung. Yep. Oh.
That's the six look, man.
He's a thing of beauty.
He's thriving.
Quarter zip with no shirt under.
I am getting a press pass to that game. I'm going to be somewhere close to
which game?
What, Indiana here.
Nebraska.
I want to be on the field for pregame. I just want to – I'm not going to go up and talk to him or anything like that.
You're not going
to
go up again?
No, I'm not going to fist bump Sigs. No, I'm not going to do that. But I want to be – I want to see it up close.
I wonder if I would – reach out with a fist. Would he hit it?
Yeah, probably would.
He probably.
I don't think he's going to deny you.
I think
you.
He would. He'd probably see media pass and be like, "Going,
sure, this guy, he gets it. He gets it."
I wouldn't say Sigs. I'd say coach.
Yeah.
I wonder if he
can't. You
it.
See him coming out of the tunnel, out of the south end zone.
This smirk. He's got a smirk.
Kind of smirk. Yeah.
It's gonna be an epic day. I mean, seriously, it'll be a fun day.
Oh yeah. Yes. Okay, the top 10. So Sigs is one. Kirby Smart two. Your boy
Kirby.
You love Kirby. We had a stat the other day that Kirby Smart has more first-round draft picks than losses at Georgia.
21 first-round picks, 20 losses.
In his time at Georgia. Pretty incredible.
How about Kirby?
Ryan Day, number three at Ohio State.
Okay, I like that.
Number four, Marcus Freeman, Notre Dame.
High.
A little high. I have about seventh or eighth maybe, but Reed's really high because I would say this, what he's doing. Remember the old, we can't recruit to Notre Dame, can't get guys in school, can't do this, like that. You know what they're doing? They're killing it.
Pretty good. I'd take Lanning over him, though.
Lanning's number five at Oregon. Yep. Number six is Steve Sarkisian at Texas.
Probably take Sarkisian over him.
I would not.
Over Marcus Freeman?
I would not.
Okay. Number seven.
Oh, easy.
Seven, Mario Cristobal at Miami, who was the runner-up last year in the playoff.
Yeah, but he's a top 10.
He's had some struggles there, but he's built it, though. If you look at the way he's built it, that's what you'd want at Nebraska.
Absolutely.
But just think of the fact also that – let's talk about body of work. So he's ahead of Dabo. And Dabo's been in four national championship games and won two of them.
Yeah.
Just think about that for a second.
Where's Dabo?
Dabo dropped eight spots to number 11. He was third last year. He has at number 11 after a 7-6 campaign.
Who's he behind?
We just got the top seven. Number eight is Kalen DeBoer, Alabama.
All right.
Nine, Lane Kiffin, LSU. Okay. And 10, Kyle Whittingham.
That's
Michigan, ahead of Dabo Swinney.
That's a good group.
It's a good group.
That's close.
Right behind Dabo is Kalani Sitake at BYU. He's number 12.
Okay.
CBS
just
Sports
do the top
list.
15 here.
Okay. James Franklin's at 13, which is interesting because he just got fired in his previous job.
Yeah.
He was fired at Penn State.
And it was probably the worst three-game run maybe in the history, right?
They lost to Northwestern at home.
Lost Northwestern, then they turned around. And who did they lose? They lost to – to UCLA.
That was bad.
And they came home and lost to
Northwestern.
Northwestern.
That's when he got let
and
go.
Then they beat Oregon, and they lost to Oregon like the week before.
Yeah.
Not a horrible
But that was an overtime game. They thought, hey, this is our chance to break out, and then they just fell apart the next
two
games.
Seems like a firing made in haste, though, especially with it, when you see that ranking.
I don't know about in haste. I think it was like they already had their mind made that maybe we didn't have the right guy. Kind of like, okay. It was very clear. If we lose to Northwestern, it's over. And there wasn't like a conversation that night. It was done.
14 is Mike Elko, up 15 spots from last year, number 29 last year. 14 at A&M.
I can see how he's up.
Elko.
And 15, a guy we never, ever, ever mention this guy's name who's had success. It would be Rhett Lashley at SMU. We never talk about him, ever.
Lashley's in the top 15.
I can see it. He had his team in the playoffs. I mean, they had a good year again this year. They beat Miami this year.
Rhett Lashley's number 15. If he came walking up that sidewalk, I wouldn't know.
I would know.
Oh,
who
I'd know Rhett.
I would. One of three.
Yes, I would know Rhett. Absolutely.
You wouldn't know if he came walking up.
It would shock me if Rhett was at Cedars Day. It would. But we'd talk.
Just here.
He'd give something. That'd be amazing. But yeah, Rhett would give. Now, I know that.
Speaking of, we need some more gifts.
Yes, give to Lincoln.com. Stop
by. Are people
Cedars.
Still giving?
Yes.
We have an update.
Tina, what do you got for us?
Marsha.
That's my wife. Elizabeth has donated.
All right.
Whoop. Woohoo. Who's that?
Brian.
Brian.
And
we have Brett.
Brett, nice. Keep the donations coming. Give to Lincoln.com.
To
select Cedars. Or stop by with a check or a cash here at Cedars at 6601
Pinehurst Boulevard. Or a traveler's check. They'll take a traveler's check.
Yeah.
One more thing before we move to break.
Adrian suggested throwing the title of a car out the window.
That's how bad.
That wouldn't be bad. We've also asked for scratch-off tickets.
Because that could be big.
That might hit big.
We're at Cedars.
Yes. Please bring some scratch-off tickets.
So Rhett Lashley, quickly, in 4 years at SMU, a guy we never talk about.
No, we never.
Lashley has gone 27-5 in conference play across two leagues, and no one ever in America mentions his name.
No.
Ever.
15, that's pretty
good.
27-5.
They play in front of 28,000 people. That's true.
They've made the playoff.
Yes.
15.
He's number 15.
Brett Lashley never would have guessed that.
Brett Bielema is at 25 for Illinois.
See that.
And Kirk Ferentz is at 20.
Okay.
The ageless wonder, Kirk Ferentz.
Oh, someone texts. Did we have some information?
Yes, my dad, Kevin Poppy from Grant, Nebraska, just donated.
Oh,
Kevin Poppy from
Grant, Nebraska. Adrian's father.
Of Nebraska, from Grant.
Has donated today. Thank
Kevin
you
Poppy.
To Kevin from Grant. Yes. We appreciate him. So there's your list of coaches there.
That's pretty good. We love that.
We think there's not a great list. It's poorly done.
The top end is really – I think what happens is they do the list, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, who do you have left? Oh, I don't know where to put him. I think that list, when you get from about 41 to 60, whatever it was, it's just like, I don't know. Right. Just write something down.
You can't put Belichick in the 60s, though. What are you doing?
I don't know. So it's a bunch of voters, right?
Yeah, it is.
So they
he got three last place votes as the worst coach in the
come on.
That's over the top.
Yeah. That's people
that's
that don't
spite.
Like
is that
it.
Spite at
yeah,
Belichick?
Like
yeah,
spite.
It's pure spite. You can't do that. Give to Lincoln.com. Select Cedars. We'll have more next here from the porch of Cedars here on Early Break on the Ticket.
You're listening to 93.7 The Ticket, 7 hours of coverage of Give to Lincoln Day from Cedars at 66th and Pioneers. Donate to Cedars anytime, all day at givetolincoln.com. You're listening to Early Break with Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush. Sponsored by NEPCO and Anderson Ford on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.